you know, our forward that was back kind of got caught on the D side there. We opened up that opened up the shot. Didn't really like our first forward, the swing by Pastrnak either.
Is that a play where the poke check, you have to get that puck?
Well, you're man on man. I mean, you're either your zone and responsible for a guy, or you're man on man as soon as he gets over the blue line.
How about you guys get going in the third period after 40
simple. Seconds? Went back to simple. Went back to working harder. Those first two periods are probably our poorest periods of the last 3 months.
Was it sluggish? Were you just sluggish in those periods?
I thought there's a lot of things. Puck decisions weren't very good. You're playing a team that's battling as hard as it can to stay in a playoff picture. They won more battles. I don't think that has anything to do with being sluggish. That has a lot to do with willpower to get over the puck and make sure you win your battle. And we didn't win enough of them. It started at the start of the game, and then you watch some of our puck play in the second period that we just gave them opportunities. The third period, we got back to playing our game. Went north, put the puck in the right place. Had a good power play, created turnovers, weren't giving up. We didn't give up anything.
What's it been like watching Benson, you know, make clutch plays here in third periods, three games in a row?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a big point. Could have been a big 2 points again. I mean, a crazy bounce, but I think sometimes the crazy stuff happens to you when you don't play well. Even though we played a good third period, sometimes the payoff is something bad will happen to you, and it happened. But Benson, great goal, drew the penalty. Power play, I thought their power play was good. I thought Timmins was on our power play, did our penalty killing. Rock solid, and their penalty killing has been hurting now for, a little bit, I thought.
Connor Timmins in his first game back in about 38 games, how did he withstand the duration and ease back into
her? I thought he was rock solid. I think we gave him a little extra time. Thought he skated well. Every puck decision he made, I thought was real good. Got the puck down the ice, penalty killing, made the right play, got pucks out of the zone. Played like he hadn't missed a day.
Lindy, the second goal that you guys gave up, the play at the blue line, I think it was Tuck. Is there, what specifically did you see happen in that play?
Oh, yeah. When I talk about 50-50 battles, those plays on the walls have to be harder plays. Wasn't a hard enough play. You look at the play on the tying goal, Doan on the wall. That wasn't a hard enough play. They had two guys, we had five, and we didn't make the right play. I think we could have taken a hit, brought it back down, made a better play. But I haven't watched it again. Obviously, it looked like a play to me that we could have got it outside the blue line.
One thing that did improve were both your special teams. Your penalty kill was perfect, and you got two power play goals. You just made a tweak with Quinn, but still, it seemed like both improved for you.
Yeah, we're trying to move some things around. We're just trying to, and I thought the power play looked really good for only practicing once, and, move Tomer around a little bit, use him in the bumper, try to get him up high on top of the circle. Try to get them in different places where they got to try to find them, and let those guys operate low. But I thought he made a great play on the second one going behind the net. I thought the first power play we started, I think it was the third chance that went in, and I thought they operated really good.